Thunder from Fenris by Nick Kine, performed by Toby Longworth.
No son of Ross should die like this.
Afgar Ironmane was crouched in the snow. He regarded the mangled corpse lying next to him forlornly. It was Barak Thunderborn, a fellow space wolf, his brother. Steam was rising from the carcass of Barak's beloved wolf mount, Gerrick. The monstrous beast had been torn apart. The drifts had lessened in the last hour and rolled slowly across the tundra. Even so, they had begun to settle over Barak's corpse. The space wolf's blood, still warm from his recent slaying, created dark red blossoms in the veiling snow. It did little to hide the lacerations in his battle plate, nor did it smother his grievous wounds. Cooling intestines were heaped just below Barak's groin and trailed a half meter from the murder site.
Slain by one of his own.
Afgar bit back his anger, but his gauntleted fist was clenched. Snow dappled his armor, turning blue-gray into dirty white. It piled on his poltrons, only to loosen and cascade off as he got up. Clods of snow clung to his beard, too. The black and iron-gray streaks powdered white.
We don't know that for sure, brother.
Skeln Icefang was standing farther away. His voice was deep, like the rumble of slow-moving icebergs. He patted his giant wolfmount Fenrir as it bristled at the stench of blood. Like his battle brother, Skeln wore the blue-gray power armor of the Space Wolves. And also like his brother, it was adorned with fetishes and totems honoring their liege lord, Leman Russ, and the fierce warrior pride of the Wolfguard of Fenris. A fanged necklace hung around Skeln's gorget, and a pelt of thick fur draped down his armored back. Runic talismans dangled off leather thongs attached to his breastplate, which carried the gilt sigil of a winged lupine skull. Skeln's blonde beard was less wild than Afgar's and wreathed by snow. He carried a scar across his forehead and above his left eye, a relic of an earlier battle. Both warriors had a feral cast to their features, the echo of their namesake, and went unhooded, preferring to feel the icy caress of the weather.
It was Hagni. What else could tear Barak Thunderborn apart like this?
Afgar gestured to the butchered remains. With Barak's power armor split like paper, his flesh torn and organs ripped from his body, Skeln found an argument difficult to come by. Instead, he snarled, showing long canines. His massive wolf mount bared its own fangs in empathy.